In this week's parsha, we find that the parsha of the menorah, in juxtaposed to that, we find the parsha of the levim immediately afterwards. The Shem Yishmael points out that there's a difference between the avodah of the levim and the avodah of the kohanim. The avodah of the levim is to work with this world and find ways to take this world and bring it up to Shemayim. So Shira represents that koyach of taking this world and inspiring it and bringing it up to Shemayim through the koyach of Shira. The Kahanim, on the other hand, their job is to bring the Hashpah and the Kedusha of Shemayim down to this world. And so he points out that the void of the Levium has to be done in a public way, because the whole goal is to take what's here and inspire it and bring it up. So it has to be done amongst the people, amongst the multitude, because that's what you want to do. You want to move them and inspire them. If your goal is to bring the Hashpah down, so in many ways the best way to do that is Bitznius, inside of the Kodesh Kedoshim, the moments that the Kohen has, he's able to interact directly with Hashpah Kodesh Baruch Hu and bring it out to this world without other people there. The Baruchah from Shemayim is only found in a Mokhan Atznius. So the word of the Kohen is in a private place, and the word of the Levian is in a public place. And there's different people have different avodas in life. And a Levi would try to do the avodah of the Kohen, or vice versa, would be punished, deservingly so, for that they have the right to encroach in somebody else's avodah. We don't have that clarity nowadays exactly what each person's avodah is. But some people, their kayach is to bring down the hashpah. Some people, their kayach is to find that way to inspire people and move them up. And obviously, many people have a combination of the two to some extent. But we shouldn't belittle a person sees themselves that they have a ability or strength to interact with other people, connect with them, move them. That's their talents which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them, which it's proper for them. It's a responsibility to find a way to harness them and use them. Another person is able to sit quietly and learn, and he shouldn't see that his work is any less valuable. The reality of the Hashpah of the whole Bria comes to the world because of the sitting and learning of Torah. Because I use Lashon, the Nefesh HaChaim says that Kol Olam Kulo Nizrin Bishvil Chanina Benin. So Bishvil usually means because of. But the Nefesh HaChaim says that the choice of that word, of because of with the word Bishvil, is because the Shvil is also known as the pasuk. The Torah uses the word Shvil because I use the word Shvil as a path. So he, as it were, created a conduit of Kedusha, which can be of Hashpah, of Tai, which can come down from Shemayim down to this world. And by doing so, the whole world, all of Hashpah, comes down this pipe. By doing what? By sitting and learning, by doing Kedusha and Torah mitzvahs without making any fanfare and going and reaching out. He just accomplishes that right through that process alone. And that's his avodah. We have to be careful. The people which are noticed and loud, etc., maybe get more covered. The person who's the quieter, the introvert, doesn't necessarily get the proper respect and understanding of the value of what they're doing in this world. But that's not any less valuable than the avodah of the kohanim, that the kohen did their avodah b'chashoy in a private way, but nobody was available to see it. Have a good Shabbos.